exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and love. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you. Something for everyone. Set a course for adventure. Your mind on a new romance. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore.
Aboard this tub, what else is there to do aside from keeping lookout for whales and shark?
Oh, well, we have deck tennis, ping pong, and there are two swimming pools on board. I'm sure you'll make a big splash, Mr.
Futherston, Franklin Futherston. No, I don't care for your ping pong or deck tennis. It's for swimming. The only time I go swimming is when the Monongahela River gets nasty and spits up all over McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Oh, well, how about just socializing?
No, I don't want to get mixed up with one of your Sun City swingers. I'm here for solitude in the sea air, not to mingle with some blue-rinsed hairdo looking for action.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
Nice morning, Captain.
Nice. It's a great morning.
Well, I'm glad to see you so chipper, sir, but this is just another cruise.
Oh, for you, perhaps. Not for me. While we were in port, they repainted my cabin. Come, Dr. Bricker, join me. Feast your eyes.
Good to have you aboard, Mr. and Mrs. Black. Sean? Sean McGlynn. Julie McCoy. Bobby's sister.
I don't believe it. Little Julie? Boy, it's great to see you. How long's it been?
Practically forever.
Yeah, about the same length of time I've been waiting in line.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Your name?
Mickey O'Day. You my roommate?
No. Your roommate is, Mr. McGlynn here.
Hi.
You're sharing cabin 314, Fiesta Deck.
Well, you can't win them all. Hey, grab this, will you? I got a bum ticker.
See you later.
Yeah, just try and escape.
Miss McCoy, join us for the unveiling.
Captain, if I know the ship's painters, they've just brightened up the old dingy off-white with a coat of new dingy off-white.
No, these are new painters that I found. Artists, Color Coordinate Consultants, Inc.
Good painters, huh?
Not just painters, tint engineers.
What? You heard.
Tint engineers.
You see, the captain selected a unique color that had to be mixed especially for him.
Singapore sunset saffron. The color is like the early morning sun glistening over the Straits of Calcutta. The noon haze over Ceylon. Look, this is a sample.
Oh, yellow.
Well,
How did it come out?
Oh, Captain, I'm glad we ran into you. It's not quite bone dry yet.
Well, can I look at it?
Well, it's now 10:20.
Please, just a peek.
Oh, well, if you put it that way, sir, of course.
The cart!
The cart!
Isaac!
I think I need two coats.
I think you'll like the way we painted your cabin, Captain.
Yes, and do be careful. The trim is still moist.
That's why we put up the moist paint sign.
Where?
Right here, Captain Dept.
That's Deputy Captain. You painted the wrong cabin.
Oh, Deputy Captain.
You painted the wrong room. Cabin.
You two will stay on this ship until my cabin is painted, and painted to my satisfaction.
Aye, sir.
How many times have I told you to check something out so that we don't waste our energy?
I always check things out so we don't waste our energy,
Ron. Well, you obviously didn't do too good a job of it this time, because we wasted it.
And here we are. That there. Now, this is your closet.
Yes, my closet.
And this is your light switch.
Yes, my light switch. And this is my ceiling, and this is my floor.
Well, actually, sir, you know, this isn't my normal job. I'm really an officer on the ship.
How wonderful for you, officer.
And this is your bathroom here.
Young man, I've lived on this planet some 75 years, and by this time, I think I know how a bathroom works,
of course.
Here, take this. Go buy yourself a good cigar, a cheap cup of coffee.
Oh. Well, sir, you know, if there's anything you need, anything that
That's all you're going to get. Close the door after you. Hey. Room, you can't even get in the bathroom.
What's happening?
What's happening? I'm trying to get into my John. Who are you and why are you hiding in there?
I'm not hiding in there. I work here. I'm your chambermaid.
Nonsense. You don't look old enough to be a chambermaid.
Almost 26.
Where?
But I look much younger because I eat right. Get plenty of rest, exercise, and I'm at peace with the cosmos.
Well, before they make you a saint, tell me who you are now.
I told you, I'm your chambermaid.
Nonsense. Chambermaids wear uniforms. They don't go around dressed like the groupies from the nitty-gritty dirt band.
Pretty smart for a senior citizen.
Don't you patronize me. I want the truth, or at least a good first-class lie.
All right. Did you ever hear of the junior CIA?
No, good heavens.
I'm a beautiful heiress being chased by kidnappers.
I'm going to have you hauled in for trespassing.
No, please! Go!
Leave those alone.
My name is Nancy Brown.
And I am John Doe.
It is. It's my real name. Honest. How come you're alone? I mean, a nice, distinguished-looking man like you.
Don't you try to flatter me, you twerp. I'm the one that's asking the questions. What are you doing on this ship?
I'm traveling. Are you going to make something out of it?
You are a runaway, aren't you? Aren't you?
Things were getting heavy at home.
And you just couldn't get along with your parents, huh?
My parents died in an accident a long time ago.
I'm sorry.
So am I. Every day.
Who are you living with now?
Foster parents. My fifth said they're the pits.
Pits?
Pits. I mean, they won't let me grow up. They tell me what to wear, what to think, who to go out with.
So you packed your bubble gum and hit the road.
I have to make it to Acapulco.
Acapulco? What's there outside of humidity you can drink and tap water you can't?
Randy.
Oh, Randy. I might have known.
We met at a concert. It was great. We spent 2 days together waiting in line to get in. We built a very meaningful relationship.
2 days? You had a meaningful relationship? why not? With the generation that has wants instant orange juice and instant coffee.
Well, we did.
Young lady, I had a meaningful relationship, too. Only it took me 45 years to build it. With my wife, Evelyn.
Oh, where is she?
I lost her. 6 months ago.
I'm sorry.
So am I. Every day. All right, Miss...
Brown.
Miss Brown, I can see that you have problems. But I think it's time that you got off this ship.
No, wait a minute. Don't turn me in.
You are going to have to get off this ship.
Okay. But you better find me a life jacket.
Why?
We pulled out of San Pedro 5 minutes ago.
Then comes the social hour in the lounge. That's when you scout the action. Of course, you got money in the bank with that cute little Julie up there. She really gave you that Mugu Guy Pan look.
Oh, don't be silly. She's my best friend's kid sister.
You play your cards right, this could be a dynamite cruise for you. Uh-oh, time for my pill. Some doctor I got diagnosing a heart condition in a man as young and vital as myself. If that doctor could see me with the ladies, he'd have a heart attack. These things would choke Seattle Slough. Hey, come on, let's get going. Let's get out there and meet some dames. Straighten up there, babe. Oh, you're gonna kill him, sweetheart.
But suppose someone did sneak aboard as a stowaway. What would the ship's policy be?
Well, sir, they'd be placed ashore at the first port. Unless, of course, they're willing to pay their passage.
But why are we supposing, sir, no one sneaks aboard this ship without my knowledge? I have my eyes peeled at all times, warily scanning the area for interlopers.
But somebody did sneak aboard, and she's in my cabin right now.
Of course, I only have two eyes, and I can't be everywhere at once. I'm surprised Julie didn't notice her. But don't worry, sir. If she's on board, I'll have her removed immediately. Forcibly, if necessary.
Just a minute, officer. The truth is, she's my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter?
Yes, she didn't notice the ship had left port. I'll gladly pay for her passage. How about a cabin?
Well, sir, that could be a problem. You see, we're all sold out. There isn't another cabin on the entire ship.
You got a spare lifeboat?
No.
We got room in the swimming pool, the shallow end. About the deeper end, she's a good swimmer.
Sir, if she's your granddaughter, why doesn't she share your cabin?
Well, why didn't I think of that before? Because the idea stinks.
The idea stinks, Julie.
It was your idea, Gopher.
Drag me down here for anyway. Could have eaten in the cabin.
I don't want to attract ants. Here.
Do me any favors.
Do me a favor. Try and act like a lady. Let's see. I hope you're hungry. I'm starved. Do you have a hollow leg to match your hollow head? What are you doing?
Cool it. There goes the captain. If he sees me, I've had it.
Yeah. I think I'll start with some deep-fried clams, a bowl of chowder. But I'm torn between the lobster Newberg and seafood au gratin.
What time is the funeral?
What do you mean by that?
Those things will put you away.
Nonsense. Seafood's good for you. Did you ever see an unhealthy shark?
Sharks do not eat sauces which plug up his arteries.
Oh, very well. I'll try the Mexican menu. Enchilada con mole, chiliana, riala, and a burrito.
There's enough spice in that stuff to give high blood pressure to a dump truck.
Well, what do you want me to eat? I'm not in the mood for a bowl of oatmeal.
Well, there are plenty of things here that make a positive, organic, and nutritional statement.
I don't want my food to make a statement. I want it to lie quietly on my fork and die happy.
How about some of these? Spinach salad with alfalfa.
Yeah.
Parts of kale.
Yeah.
Watercress and bib lettuce salad.
What am I supposed to do after I eat that? Give 4 quarts of milk?
There's the captain again. I'm sure he's looking for me.
Captain.
Oh, yes, sir.
Booziston, Franklin B. Booziston. This young twerp is Nancy.
Well, it's nice to have you on board. Can I help you?
Yes, we were just discussing some of the finer points of maritime law. Is it true they no longer use the cat of nine tails on stowaways?
But yes, that's right. We outlawed that cat of nine tails many years ago. Now we just make stowaways walk the plank.
Just as I thought. Thank you, Captain.
What would you have to go and mention stowaways for? Now I'm sure he'll be looking for me.
No, he won't.
How do you know?
Because in a moment of madness, I uncorked my checkbook and paid for your passage.
You what?
I told them that you were my granddaughter.
You did that for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's terrific. I love it.
Hey, no, don't hug me. Don't hug me. You're in public. Feed me.
Okay, but you're going to have to eat my way.
Do I have to?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have to. We'll have one burrito and some French fries and just a couple of fried clams. Start being healthy tomorrow.
Mm.
I know it's different.
What?
You've got your braces off.
Yes, you can't call me Metal Mouth anymore.
Metal Mouth? You've grown into a beautiful woman. I mean, a really beautiful woman.
That's a pretty song. Would you like to dance?
I'm not much in the dance department.
Julie, telephone.
Oh, thanks. Excuse me, I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Not me. Classy, huh? Julie? Oh, none finer.
Thank you.
Let me tell you something, kid. She digs you.
We've known each other since we were kids.
Oh, yeah? Well, she's not a kid anymore.
No, she isn't.
I happen to know from past experience. This time of night, the most romantic spot on the ship is the Riviera deck overlooking the Fantail.
Sorry. Hey, why don't we go to some nice, quiet place and relax?
I know just the place. The card room. We can play a game of bridge.
Bridge? Well, I'm really not very good.
Well, that's because you don't play enough.
Bridge? Gee, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Come on.
You know, they had their nerve calling that thing we ate for dinner a burrito.
I thought it was great.
Just goes to show you don't know anything about burritos.
And I suppose you do, coming from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, burrito capital of the world.
I just know what I like, and I know that thing had no body, no flavor, and the sauce had no bite in it. Good heavens. Is this what you're wearing to bed?
I have to. The one that says Breakfast of Champions is still drying.
Ah, then. I'm sharing my room with a billboard.
What are you doing here? The laundry?
Nope. No, I'm going to have a little privacy in here, I think. Will you hand me that blanket there, the blue one?
Okay.
Throw it over. Atta girl.
Hey, where'd you ever come up with a gimmick like this?
Well, didn't you ever see it happen one night? If it worked for Clark Gable, it can work for me.
It's Clark Gable.
You don't know who Clark Gable is?
Mm-mm.
Well, let me put it this way. If Charlie Bronson were really tough, he'd be Clark Gable.
Evelyn here, your wife, she's really pretty.
Yes. Yes, she is. You know, it's a funny thing. I was always the one who was running to the doctor with heart pains and backaches. And in the long run, she went first.
It's not fair, is it?
Who said life was fair?
Do you have any kids?
No, we were never blessed. But without Evelyn, my life is just like that burrito. No flavor, no zest. Oh, why are we getting so morbid? What is this, true confessions? Come on, let's get to bed. It's getting late. And if you snore, I'll stuff you out the porthole.
I don't snore.
Come on, get to bed.
Thanks.
For what?
Well, if it weren't for you, I'd probably be sleeping in the boiler room tonight.
Oh, forget it.
I won't forget it. Grandpa.
Go to sleep.
I just wrote a letter to my grandmother in Florida. She really loves to hear from me.
And you expect her to get it?
Last letter I sent her, she got in 18 months.
In a bottle?
No, I mailed that one.
Come on, just take one shot.
The only shot I'll take will be at the bar.
This is a ship, and everybody plays shuffleboard on a ship.
All right, but I don't see any point in a silly game where you take a stick and shove. Incredible.
You sure you never played?
Beginner's luck.
I don't believe you.
All right, I'll play a game and prove it.
Okay, but not for money. I think you're a hustler.
Drop cloths.
Check.
Scaffold.
Check.
Pigment applicators.
Check, check.
Who is it?
Captain Steubing.
Oh, just one moment, sir.
Oh, now you're just in time, sir. We just finished.
You haven't done anything. You haven't finished painting?
Oh, not the painting, sir. We've just finished the mixing.
2 days and all you've done is mix the paint?
But, sir, a Singapore sunset saffron is not what you would call an easy shade.
That's not right.
It's not right?
That's not Singapore sunset saffron. Now, are you sure you have the formula right?
Oh, absolutely, sir. I have it right here. Let's see. Singapore sunset saffron. 1 gallon cadmium base, 1/2 ounce carmine, 1 cc ochre, and 2 smidgens Titian.
I thought you said 3 smidgens Titian.
No, I distinctly said 2 smidgens Titian.
Well, that's no problem, Ronald. I'll simply remove one small smidgen Titian like this.
Just mix the paint and get on with it. But it's all mixed up. You can't simply remove one small smidgen Titian like this. Kimo Sabe.
As long as you're getting ridiculous about this, Ronald.
No, I think you should think this over.
Miss McCoy, if you don't get your painters to finish with my cabin today, I'll have them thrown off at the first port of call.
I'll take care of that right away, sir. Now, I have had enough of this!
Hi, Julie.
Hi.
If I crossed my legs like that, I'd have to pry them apart with a crowbar.
I don't think so, stubborn. Come on, give it a try. What have you got to lose?
My circulation.
You're getting it. There we go.
My blood's going places it hasn't been in for 60 years.
Now, chant. Om. Om. Now you try.
Om. Om. Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Oh. Oh. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I couldn't be better.
Keeping busy?
Yeah, there's always something. Listen, I'm on a break right now, and I've got some great snapshots of the old gang down in my cabin. Come on, let's go take a look, okay?
Oh, I don't know. It's a shame to waste this weather in a stuffy old cabin.
Right. Right. Sean?
Yeah?
I'm kind of a direct person. I like things on the line. Is there some reason why the two of us can't,
Yeah?
How come we aren't jogging? Believe it when Julie said we won the dance contest. Where'd you learn how to do the bump and the hustle?
The bump and the hustle. I beg your pardon. I was doing the Charleston.
What's the Charleston?
Oh, just the dance Clark Gable used to do. Our dancing days are now over. Tomorrow will be in Acapulco, and you will see Randy, a consort prince of acne.
He doesn't have acne. He's almost 19.
And you're almost 16. Tell me, what do you two old fogies do on dates? Help one another in and out of wheelchairs.
Age is only in the mind.
Let me tell you, when you get to be my age, it's also in the body. And my mind and body tells me that you are doing the wrong thing, running off together.
But we're not just going to live together. We're getting married. Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't that what turns on your generation?
Something else that turns on our generation, too. That is to let a relationship grow, learn another person's faults and virtues, its hopes, its dreams, before you make the commitment of marriage.
I know all that sounds good and everything, but half of my friends' parents are divorced.
I know. I'm just saying you ought to take more time. Well, you're not even out of high school. You think Randy is going to stay interested in a girl who could not bisect an isosceles triangle?
You know, for a man who never had kids, you sure have a lot of fatherly advice to hand out.
I'm not telling you anything your foster parents couldn't have told you.
Oh, no. Now, you allow me to argue with you. You discuss. You give me alternatives. But then there was only one answer. It was no, and they put their foot down.
I stomped my foot like that, I'd bust my support hose. Why don't you go back to L.A.?
I guess you're right. But I'm gonna have to tell Randy face to face. I mean, it'd be rotten of me not just to show up.
True.
When I come back from Acapulco, I'm gonna bring you back a burrito so spicy, you're gonna have more gas than the Shah of Iran.
Goody, 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 goody.
Oh, you look very nice, sir, but be careful on your way out. Wet paint, you know.
Don't worry about my being careful. Just you be careful.
Singapore sunset saffron. It's marvelous.
Together.
And the night is still young. Cold?
Little.
Oh, here's my coat. I'll help you.
Thanks. Sean.
What is it, Metal Mouth?
It's just been so great seeing you after all these years. And you must know I've had a crush on you since I can't remember when.
Crush?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to excuse me. I just remembered, I have all these postcards I promised to write, and if I don't get them done tonight, I won't have them ready for the mail when we reach port tomorrow.
Postcards?
I knew you'd understand.
The night is young, my Fanny!
Hi, Doc.
Hi.
Well, your dress designer was doing great till he got to the coat.
Julie.
Doc, what's the matter with me?
Hey, easy, kid. What is it?
I think I love him. And he couldn't care less about me.
Sean? Of course he cares.
Then why won't he make a pass at me?
Well, let me put it this way. It's a mystery to me. Look, some guys are just shy. Why don't you make a pass at him?
I have been making passes. At least I think I have.
Well, you see, if you're not sure, he probably isn't either. Well,
what am I supposed to do, hit him over the head?
It'd be a novel approach. Might work.
Thanks, Doc.
What a band. They are hot.
This is going to be a three-shirt night.
Why don't you come with me? You'll have a great time. That cute little Julie's probably waiting up there for you.
Not tonight.
I don't understand you. Here you got this doll who's crazy about you, and you don't take her up on it. You want to end up a lonely, desperate man like me? Yeah. Well, hey, hi, good looking. I was just leaving. Go for it. Hey.
You forgot your jacket.
Well, But I...
Don't talk.
Huh?
Listen. I'm not Bobby's little sister anymore. I'm a full-grown, red-blooded American woman.
I can hear.
Huh?
I can see that.
Anyway, what I'm looking for is a full-grown, red-blooded American man. That sounded really stupid, didn't it? I don't believe I said that. Well, this whole seduction thing is an obvious bust. I'm the bust. I couldn't vamp a guy who's been on a desert island for 40 years.
Oh, wait, sure you could. You're a fantastic lady, and I think you're great.
I don't want to interrupt this, but I think I'm having a heart attack. Do you think you could find me a doctor? And a priest.
Make that just a doctor.
You're a priest?
Now I have to make confession.
Confess outside. He needs a little sleep. Everything's going to be okay. I've given you a mild sedative to relax you, and I'll drop in a couple of times during the night.
Thanks, Doc.
Anything else you need?
Yeah. You could stop by the Acapulco Lounge and tell that cute little redhead I was dancing with I'm going to have to sit the next one out.
And so I went on this cruise to try and sort things out. As a priest, I felt out of touch. They call it a crisis of faith. But I found out that with or without the collar, a priest is what I am.
Well, I feel like an idiot coming on to you like that.
You didn't know, and you're not an idiot. And if things had been different, things might have been different.
I couldn't understand why you didn't want to dance. You used to be such a terrific dancer.
I didn't think I'd be any good. I haven't had much practice lately.
Well, there's no time like the present, Father.
I'll try not to step on your toes, Metal Mouth.
Yet.
No need to worry, Miss McCoy. Singapore Sunset Saffron is worth the wait.
A Singapore who?
Sunset Saffron. It's a color, a very personal color, one that up to this point has only been in my mind's eye.
Oh, yellow.
Singapore Sunset Saffron.
Well, sir, this looks like yellow to me. This yellow.
Ridiculous. No. It's the same. My entire ship is painted Singapore Sunset Saffron.
Well, sure. What could be more personal? Captain, we're all finished.
Oh, your Singapore Sunset Saffron is sensational.
Mm-hmm. Blue.
Paint it blue.
Blue?
Just plain blue, sir? How about Bulgarian navy blue?
I don't care. Just paint it blue, all of it.
The trim? The woodwork?
Everything will be blue. My shoes are yellow.
You're not yellow, sir. Singapore Sunset Saffron.
Mr. Bootherston, how was Acapulco?
Nice, Julie, if you like quaint little Mexican souvenirs made in quaint little Japan.
Hey, candles, flowers, bottle on ice, you got a heavy day?
My granddaughter. And from the way she eats, I think she would never be heavy. One of her ancestors must have been a rabbit.
Where is Nancy?
She'll be aboard soon. She's saying goodbye to a young man.
Well, you have a terrific dinner, and don't let all that champagne go to your head.
Not for me. Nancy's only 16. According to her taste, I had the steward make up a magnum of carrot juice. Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed your stay in Acapulco. Our next stop, Puerto Vallarta. At 0800 tomorrow morning.
Hootherston, how are you today?
Perfect.
Did you have fun in Puerto Vallarta?
Fun? Is that all you people on board ship think about? Fun, fun, fun? Who goes on a cruise ship to have fun?
I haven't seen your granddaughter today.
She stayed back in Acapulco.
Would you like me to notify the authorities?
No, she's a grown girl, perfectly able to take care of herself. Let her do her own thing, and I'll do mine.
Hey, mister, want a taste of burrito that could set your house on fire?
Nancy.
Harry. Don't do that!
What? Why not?
You just killed your burrito.
Nancy.
You were worried.
No, I wasn't. Yes, it was.
A little.
Come on.
A lot.
Nancy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. But Randy and I got hung up in this long conversation. Before we knew it, the ship was gone. But he drove all night to catch up with the ship.
That's real nice of him.
He's a nice guy. Oh, and he agrees with you. We should wait to get married.
He's also a bright guy.
And I'm gonna go and finish school. Even if it does mean staying with those people in Santa Monica.
They may not be as bad as you think they are. You're 16. After all, that'll be only 2 more years.
2 years? Might as well be 100.
Time flies.
Gopher, is that the captain's plant?
That's right. I'm the only one he trusts with it.
You know, I've done a lot of reading about plants, and that particular kind survives a lot longer on salt water.
No kidding.
Honest.
Thanks for the tip.
Here you are, Captain. Take these.
What are they?
Tranquilizers. If your cabin's not painted right this time, I want you to be prepared.
Nonsense. What can go wrong? I gave them specific, accurate instructions that any moron, any two morons could follow. Just paint everything blue.
How do you like it, Captain?
I told you to leave him speechless, Ronald. I told you.
Yes, you did, Vincent. Speechless. You said it would leave him speechless.
I'll get some water for your tranquilizers, Captain.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get used to it. Or maybe I'll hang 2 painters from the yardarm.
If any of your friends have boats, sir, please tell them about us.
Here's your hat, sir.
Get off my ship!
Officer.
Yes, sir.
Officer, I would like to make arrangement for a series of ship-to-shore calls.
Yes, sir.
Furthermore, I'd like to make arrangements to have them put on my bill.
Of course, sir. As you know, we're here to make you happy.
Oh, thank you, officer. In that case, put them on your bill.
I know you're hiding in here. I can smell paint.
Hello, Julie.
What's new?
The captain's in his quarters, so please get off the ship now before he sees you, or I'll be off with you.
Oh, we're very sorry for all the mishaps, Miss McCoy, and thank you for everything.
Yes, thank you, Julie.
There's blue paint all over my hand.
Oh, no, there isn't.
No, that's Midnight Mediterranean Magenta.
Well, Ronald, what do we do now?
What would you say to a skiing vacation in Vail? We could be ski instructors.
We can't ski.
Well, we can't paint either, but we did con them out of a free cruise, didn't we? Come on, Pacer, we'll go skiing.
Oh, hello, Julie. Well, so long, it's been a grand cruise.
Thanks for everything. Well, I want you both to know it's been a real pleasure having two generations of Boothersons on board. I hope you both be back with us again.
Thanks.
Bye. I gotta go.
Oh, look, there's a seagull.
Hey, I feel lousy enough as it is. Please let me go.
You know, you hardly ever see a seagull in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
What's going on? I mean, it's tough enough to stand here without blubbering like some 16-year-old without you stalling.
Who's stalling?
Hi, Nancy.
Miss Westcott.
Put this in, Franklin B.
Oh, it's nice to finally meet you after talking so many times.
You two have been talking?
I've been trying to find out from your social worker, since you don't like that family you're staying with, if you'd like to try me out.
You mean you want to be my foster parent? Oh, wow.
Of course, we'd have to put Mr. Boothstone through a rigorous screening, but there's a possibility.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You see, she needs me if only to enlarge her vocabulary.
It may take time to make the change.
That's okay with me. He's worth waiting for.
And so is she.
Hey, this is far out. I mean, I'll take care of you. I can cook for you, too.
Well, if you serve me a zucchini covered with bean sprouts, the deal is off.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
Well, so long, Julie. It's been quite a trip.
It's been nice seeing you after all these years.
Wouldn't it be great if one of these days I could marry you?
What?
In my church. Oh. You bring the groom.
Ah, there you are. Adios, doll. It was an interesting voyage.
Goodbye, Mickey.
So long, Romy. Thanks for everything. And I mean everything, Father.
Who is he?
Well, the doctor says he has a case of gastrointestinitis et allegro magnus. Oh, that's Latin for acute indigestion and an overabundance of boogieing. Well, so long, Julie.
Bye-bye.